Friday night. We had some people there from UPAWS. A couple people come out and help and volunteer, and that was very great. They had some cans around, which I have to get with them to see how much they actually collected through the night. And it was just a really good night for UPAWS, and it was great seeing them there. And then we moved on to Saturday night, where we had, through the Superior Health Foundation, painting the peninsula pink. And that was really fun. They sold a lot of the pink bracelets, like I have here, and raised money that way. Plus, both organizations will get a portion of the door, which I'm sure with what they made on the side and us, we'll put all together and hopefully have a picture of a check presentation and all of that for those two organizations. And we finished it up Sunday on a really high note, winning 4-0. And honoring the U16 state champions and national runner-up team from last year. And that was really great to see them. The girls team there to see them. It was really great seeing everybody there and talking with the coaches. And it was a very fun day.
Royals games are always a lot of fun. And, Coach, you got your first win on Sunday. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was actually somewhat of a relief to finally see the guys all come together and win a game. We saw shades of it the prior weekend. Also, like Saturday night, I thought we deserved maybe a little better. But Sunday, they played a complete game, and everybody from the goalie on out, everybody played well, and we got the win.
Now, you've talked all along, Coach, that your goaltending is very, very solid. Up front, in front of the goaltenders, like you say, they seem to come together and they're starting to gel a little bit now?
Yeah. Our goaltending has been fantastic for the most part so far. And the guys in front of them, you know, they're learning. We're trying to teach them to have faith in the system, what we're trying to teach them. And, you know, just keep doing it regardless of the score and that. Just keep doing what we're asking you to do and we'll be successful. And Sunday, they looked like they did it to a T.
It's like it probably came to him like, you know what, might as well. Coach says we need to do this. Let's try it and see if it works.
Yeah, believe it or not, I might actually know what I'm talking about from time to time, you know, once in a while.
Isn't it the truth?
Took them a while to drink the Kool-Aid, but now they like it.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing, you know. I mean, young folks all along, sometimes they do question things, and they do feel like they know a lot about a lot of things, and they do, but not nearly as much as people with experience.
Oh, absolutely, and you know, again, you know, for 2 weeks now, we just keep telling, or probably 3 weeks now, keep telling the kids, have faith in what we're teaching you. Just have faith. Do it, do it, do it, and you'll be successful even by accident, you know. So long way to go, lots more to do. I mean, there's lots of stuff we need to work on, but, you know, we know they can do it now, so there's no going back.
Mike Florida studio talking to Bob Arowdy, who is the public relations director for the Marquette Royals, and Kevin Chapinia, who is the head coach. And guys, you guys are going to be away. Coach, you're going to be away for the next 2 weeks. Who's coming up for you guys?
We're off this weekend. We have our first road trip of the season, so I think the boys are looking forward to that. We head off to Wooster, Ohio. We play the Wooster Oilers. After that, we got another road trip to Tri-City, who we just played this weekend, Bay City, Michigan. And then I believe we have one more road trip to St. Louis before we're back home again in November.
Yeah, the Royals aren't back home until mid-November. And Bob, you always have things going on, though, besides hockey. There's a lot more for people to come out and see and take part in.
Yes, exactly. I have events scheduled pretty much every weekend. Well, every weekend, almost every day. I think I have a couple Sundays open, our more family-oriented days. But on the 14th, we're going to have a little salute to the veterans. We're going to get some of the veterans from the Veterans Hospital over there to the game.
I know they love that.
And salute all the military people. So that's going to be a great, great thing. The boys always enjoy that. Last year, even when we played, both teams went and saluted them all after a hard-fought game, and it was very nice. So we'll have that, and then on the 15th, we know a few people head for the woods for some reason, and
I've heard of that.
And we're going to have a Hunter's Widow night with some prizes and some specials going on there. And then on that Sunday, the family day, we teamed up with St. Vincent de Paul. And we're going to do a hat and mitten and other winter clothing for some people around the area struggling that need some nice warm clothing for the winter.
That's great. All those events sound really good to me. That sounds like a lot of fun. A question I want to ask you, Bob, is if you're a veteran, do they need to get in touch with you? They don't need to be living at Jacob Eddy. They just need to be a veteran. You're going to honor all veterans.
That's correct.
Veteran do to be part of this?
Anybody that wants to come, they can, if they're on Facebook, they can go there at our website also. Or contact me if there's something special you want planned for a loved one or someone that's passed or any kind of dedications. You can contact me at 906-236-3582, and we'll get something special going there also. And we'll have, like I said, we'll have active military too there and honor them. I'm also trying to work with some of the armed forces on having some other special things planned for that day also.
And Hunter's Widow Night, I love that idea. And I would suggest, ladies, if you haven't been to a real hockey game, that's what I call this, is a real hockey game.
Right.
That's going to be a great ladies' night out, that Saturday night, the 15th.
Absolutely. Have some fun. I'm sure we'll have a drink special for them. And going to go around the community and try to have some of my fellow business people give some door prizes and make it a real fun night out for them.